We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed, Amud Aleph, for starting the new perek, the perek of Reb Eliezer de Mila. So the Mishnah brings Reb Eliezer Shita that says, "Mehevi kli me'erev Shabbos mevi'a b'Shabbos." You're allowed to bring the Ismail of Mila on Shabbos, Machshir Mila Adecha Shabbos, and who at dinner Reb Eliezer says, "Karsim Eitzim Lasses Bechamim Lasses Barzel," in order to do the Mila. Reb Eliezer Shita is that Machshir Mila is Adecha Shabbos. But the three shittas in the Rishonim, how vite it is that Machshir Emila is Deicha Shabbos. The three shittas are, is Machshir Emila only Deicha Shabbos when that's the only way you could do the Mila? If you have no Eitzah, the only way you could do the Mila is Ayyidei being Mechal HaShabbos of the Machshir Emila to get the knife, Derech HaShasaramim, or to cut the wood, to make the barzel, to make the pchamim, then it's Deicha Shabbos. Mashiachim is if it's Evshel L'Kayim Shneim. If you're able to do the Machshir Emila without being Mechal HaShabbos, you're not allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos because of the Machshir Emila. That's one shita. The second shita is that if it's going to be a hiddur or a adifus in the mitzvah Mila, then you can Mechal HaShabbos, even if it won't be Nizbatel Mekol V'Koil, Bal Kopanim, you won't be able to do it with the same Mehiris, with the same Zrizus, it would be a Shihoi Mitzvah. So then, Machshir Mitzvah is also Deicha, Machshir Mitzvah is also Deicha Shabbos, Kedei to do it quicker. But if there's absolutely no reason, you have two Eifanim, you could do it on Yidei Chil HaShabbos, or you could do it Shalai Yidei Chil HaShabbos, so then, Avada, you'd have to do it Shalai Yidei Chil HaShabbos. That's the second Svarah. And then the third Svarah is, that no, anything you're doing that has a din of Machshir Mila, it's cool that you need this for the Mila, so even though you have an oifen had to do without Chil Shabbos, but you're not mechuyev to take the oifen without Chil Shabbos, you can do the oifen with Chil Shabbos, as long as it's called Machshir Emila, it all becomes part of the heter of Mila, you can do it on Shabbos. Those are the three shittas. And now we'll read ice, the Rishonim, where this all comes from. Taisus asks Akasha, Rishonim will bring it down. The Reb Eliezer says, if you didn't bring the knife Merev Shabbos, you could bring the knife on Shabbos. And the oifen is the deraisa, bring it derech Rishus HaRabim. Because Machshir Emila is Deich HaShabbos. So Taisus asks, I have an Eitzah. I could do this without Chilul Shabbos. Because I could bring the Tinaik to the knife. And there I have Chayin Eisei Esatzmai. So Mela wouldn't be Chilul Shabbos. It's just an Issa Darabonon. So what's the head to bring the knife Chilul Shabbos for the Nes, for the Tzarech of the Mila, when I could do the Mila without the Chilul Shabbos, I day bring the baby to the knife? So that means the Rishonim argue on the Kasha, because the Rishonim say that a baby that's 8 days old can't walk. If it can't walk, so you don't say Chayin Eisei Esatzmai. It's that big chiddush of Taisus, in the sugya of Chayin Eisei Esatzmai, that Taisus holds that a baby that's 8 days old, even though it can't walk, you say Chayin Eisei Esatzmai. Rav Rishonim argue. So that's for the sugya of Chayin Eisei Esatzmai. That's not Mamashawa sugya. Ma'al Kopanim, according to Taisus Hanacha, Rishonim, even they argue on Taisus, but they want to discuss Taisus Hanacha because Negeya to the Etzim Din of Machshir Emila. So, according to Taisus Hanacha, that when you bring the knife, you're doing Chil Shabbos Deraisa, but when you bring the baby, you're not. So what's ahead to bring the knife? You can bring the baby. So there are three Teretzim, and these are the three Shitas that we said. Taisus has a Teretz why it's impossible to bring the baby. And the first Teretz of Taisus will be Mashmef will be possible to bring the baby. So then you'd be mechuyev too, even though it's harder, even though we'll make the mitzvah later, because since the mitzvah won't be in his battle, so mela, you have no heter machshir emila. Taisa's second teretz is that you don't have to do it the unusual way of bringing the baby, because kedei lamar mitzvah it's mutter, and you have a third teretz from the rishonim, they do it without that, it's mutter because anything that's machshir emila is mutter. So, about the first teretz of Taisus, Taisus says, why can't you bring the baby? He says, the reason why. Because after the Mila, you're going to have to return the baby to the mother. It's pikuach nefesh. The baby needs the mother. And the Mela, after the Mila, already Taisus is maskim, that you don't say chaneis esatzah, because it's a chayla, and a chayla blinds like kafus. And the Mela, anyway, you'll have to be mechal shamis by a deraisa either way. So you have no Mila. If you bring the knife, you can leave the knife where it is. So you did Chilul Shabbos by bringing the knife. And then, you don't have to do any more. But if you don't bring the knife, you bring the baby. You'll have to bring the baby back. You can't bring the mother to the baby because the mother is the Yoledah. She's sick. She won't be able to come to the baby. And you'll have to bring the baby back. And at that time, it wouldn't be Chaneis HaTzmei. So anyway, you're going to end up with some Chilul Shabbos. This Rosh Emes asks the Kasha, I have an Eitzah. Why not bring the baby at the end of the day, do the Mila at the last possible time, and then wait till after Shabbos, and then bring the baby back to the mother? No, and she sent the Shaila. What to think about? Balakovan, and that's Taisis Teretz. And like we said, Taisis is telling you, Hechetim, so why you can't bring the baby to the mother, otherwise it would be Aser. Otherwise you wouldn't say, Machshir Mila's Derech Shabbos, Afidus Teretz. Now there's interesting machlekes Ramban and Rashba here, that the Ramban is matik Taisus Teretz. He says, good Teretz, if you're ending on the Hanacha that if you have an Eitzah had to do without Chol Shabbos, you have to do that Eitzah, Machshir Mila could only be Deicha Shabbos Ba'ifin, that there's no other way to do without Chol Shabbos. So there's a good Teretz, because anyway you'll have to do Chol Shabbos, you'll have to bring the baby back. But the Rashba says he doesn't like the Teretz. Because right now, when you're doing the Mila, you have a way to do without Chol Shabbos. So what are you going to say? Well, anyway, you're going to have to do Chol Shabbos after the Mila. After the Mila is a whole different story. You can't be Mechal Shabbos now when you don't need it for the Mila to save the Chol Shabbos you're going to do later. I mean, later maybe you'll get a Menekes there. Maybe someone will be able to nurse the baby. You won't have to bring the baby back to the mother. So you can't go and say, I could bring the knife now, because even though I have Eitzah to do the baby, but then I'm going to have to do Chol Shabbos later. Chol Shabbos later is a whole different story. I saw the Milchas Ariel has a Geshmaka or a Geshmaka Kashu with a Geshmaka Teretz. I'm going to say it over. Later in the Berik, and hopefully we'll discuss it more, there's a Machlekes Ramban and Rashba, L'didon. We hold Machshir and Mila is not Deicha Shabbos. Now let's say like this. Let's say you have a baby, and you don't have the hot water that you need for a sakana. There used to be marchets, the baby after the mila, otherwise it would be a sakana. You don't have the hot water that you need to be marchets after the mila. So you will have to do the mila, and after the mila, okay, it will be a sakana. So then you could cook up the water for the sakana that will be after the mila. Do you say that? That's what the Ramban held. He said, Ein la mitzvah ela shaita. Even though machshir and mila is not deicha Shabbos, so I can't cook up the hot water for the mila, but I could do the mila, and now the baby's b'sakana, and now I could cook up water for the sakana. Are you going to say, don't do the mila, because of the mila, you're going to end up putting up the baby b'sakana, you're going to have to mechal l'shamis b'sidereisa, and you're not allowed to do chil l'shamis b'sidereisa l'tzerech mila. Zag der barim l'mitzvah l'shaita. Do the mila now, and the mail, you'll worry about the sakana later, and the mail later, you're allowed to do it because you're allowed to do the mila because mila is Deicha Shabbos. You're allowed to do the hot water because Sagan is Deicha Shabbos. That's the Ramban Shita. But the Rashba says no. You can't engineer that you're going to do Chol Shabbos from Machshir and Mila. Hey, yes, you know if you're going to do the mila, you're going to end up having to Mechal Shabbos as Pikuach Nefesh. So don't do the mila. The Chol Shabbos, you can't do Letzarech Machshir and Mila. So mila, you'd have to push off the mila. It's also called Machshir and Mila. You're not allowed to do the mila. Have to see the exact lumnus, what they're arguing on, but that's the machlokes they have later in the perik. So, in fact, the minchas eril, it's michla fishi tesayim. The Ramban here holds, like Tesis, that I'm allowed to bring the knife before the mila, because I'm anyway going to have to be mechal Shabbos. So I reckon with my anyway I have to be mechal Shabbos, and I say, what are you going to say? Bring the baby, but then you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos by bringing the baby. So Mela, since bringing the baby will cause Chol Shabbos, so I don't gain anything, I can bring the knife and that also cause Chol Shabbos. And the Rashba is the one that says, no, it's two different stories. You can't tell me you're allowed to bring the baby now. I mean, you're allowed to bring the knife now, because if I don't bring the knife, if I bring the baby now, we'll end up with Chol Shabbos, I'll have to bring the baby back. That's a different story. That's a different inyan. You can't mix up the two things. Right now I could do without Chol Shabbos, I'm going to bring the baby. Later I'll be Mechal Shabbos. Okay, later I have to do what I have to do. So it's the Ramban that's putting together the Maisa that I'm doing now, anticipating the Maisa that I'm going to have to do after the Mila. And the Rashba is saying I don't reckon with the Maisa after the Mila. And in regard to the Din, are you allowed to do the Mila and then be Mechal Shabbos or be Kuch Nefesh? There, the Ramban says, don't rechem with later, just do the mila now, and later you'll have the head to pikuach nefesh. And the Rashba says, no, I can't do the mila now, because it'll come to be mechal Shabbos later, and I'm not allowed to do chil Shabbos to makshir and mila. Hazak the minchas avil, it's two different shailas. The Ramban there is being matir to say, I could do the Mila now. Why? Because right now I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not doing any Malacha Derais. I'm just doing Mila, which is Nilchem Nei Shabbos. What are you going to tell me? Don't do the Mila because you'll come the day Sakana. Good. On a come the day Sakana, I'll have that to Pikuach Nefesh. You deal with the Sakana then. That's not going to stop me from doing the Mila now. So I'm not going to push off the Mila and Bechal not do the Mila today, even though Machshir and Mila is not Deicha Shabbos, because that's not called Machshir and Mila. I'm doing the Mila of the Heter of Mila, and then later of the Heter Pikuach Nefesh. Now, Shein Kein here, if Machshir and Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but only if there's no Eitzah to do it, Shalaya Deicha L'Shabbos, nay, but you're telling me I have an Eitzah. So that the Ramban saying, that's not called an Eitzah. Because I have no Eitzah to not have Chil Shabbos at all. I'll either have to do Chil Shabbos for the Mila, or I'll have to do Chil Shabbos to be Kuruch Nefesh, one or the two. So there the Ramban holds, there's no Mila. There's no Mila not to be Mechal Shabbos to Shul the Mila. If a Mila, I'll have to be Mechal Shabbos Kuruch Nefesh. I'll be Mechal Shabbos for the Mila, and then I won't be Mechal Shabbos Kuruch Nefesh. But it's on the side that Mechshir and Mila is Mutter. But the problem is Mechshir and Mila is only Mutter when I don't have another Eitzah. So this is not cool to have another Eitzah, because either way I'll be Mechal Shabbos. So the Ramban is like this. If you're telling me Mechshir and Mila is Aser, so tell me don't do the Mila because I have to be Mechal Shabbos. I'm allowed to do the Mila, because I'm not being Mechal Shabbos yet. Later, I'll be Mechal Shabbos, but then I'll have to be Koch Nefesh. Now, Shagin, if Mechshir and Mila is Mutter, but only if I don't have an Eitzah, what's called I have an Eitzah if I'm anyway going to have to be Mechal Shabbos? Zok der Ramban, that's not called an Eitzah. I could reckon with that, because either way I'm going to have to be Mechal Shabbos. And the Rajba is also not Shver. The Rajba holds in that case, Mechshir and Mila is not Deicha Shabbos, period. So you're telling me, no, but I'm not doing Mechshir and Mila. I'm doing a Mila, and then Bikuch Nefesh will be Deicha Shabbos. Yeah, but who asked you to cause a massive Bikuch Nefesh? You're not letting L'chetchila cause a massive Bikuch Nefesh, and then have Bikuch Nefesh be Deicha Shabbos. The only way you'll do that is I did a mitzvah mila, but the mitzvah mila, only the mila is Deicha Shabbos. Here you're creating a situation of Machshir mila. You can't create a situation that Machshir mila will be Deicha Shabbos, even though then it will be Bikuch Nefesh, but you're not letting it go into the matzah of Bikuch Nefesh. That's the Rashi Shita. Now, Shenkin here, Machshir mila is Deicha Shabbos, but only if you don't have another Eitzah. And I have another Eitzah. I can bring the Tinek to the knife. Are you going to say, but that's not called an Eitzah, because anyway I'll do Chil Shabbos? Yeah, but for the Mila it is an Eitzah. So for the Mila you don't have a Heter. Later you'll have a problem of the Kuch Nefesh. That's a whole different story. You can't tell me I don't have an Eitzah, because I'll anyway have to Mechal Shabbos. The Rashba holds is two Cheshbainis. I have an Eitzah to do the Mila without Chil Shabbos. So do the Mila without Chil Shabbos. Then I'm going to have to Mechal Shabbos of Kuch Nefesh. But that's not called that I have an Eitzah for the Mila. So the Mila I have to do with Abchel Shabbos. Now I'll have the Kuruch Nefesh and I can do it. Because we're going according to Mount Yom Machshir Mila is Deicha Shabbos. So if I have no Eitzah, I'm allowed to do Machshir Mila. But the Shabbos, what's called an Eitzah? So I'm certainly allowed to do the Mila if that will afterwards cause it out to be Kuruch Nefesh and I have to be Deicha Shabbos according to Ablezer. Ablezer's Machshir Mila is Deicha Shabbos. So I'm allowed to engineer a case where I'll have to Michal Shamas as Pikuach Nefesh, could they do the Mila? It's like Gari from Akshir and Mila. But your problem is, but I have an Eitzah to do the Chil Shamas for the Mila, but since the Mila could be done without the Chil Shamas, the Mila can't be Deicha Shamas. You have to wait for the Pikuach Nefesh to be Deicha Shamas. Richtig a Chilik. Al Kopanim, that's the first Mahalach, Taisus and the Mishainim will bring it. And if you have an Eitzah, Machshir and Mila is not Deicha Shamas. And the reason why you bring the knife and not the tinek is because there is no Eitzah. If you bring the tinek, you'll have to bring it back. Or like the Rishayim say, even the tinek is called Chil Shabbos because it's not old enough to work. But Taisa second Teretz, and the Rishayim Neman this way, that Lamaisa, even if you're able to do the Mila without Chil Shabbos, you're still allowed to do Chil Shabbos for Machshir and Mila. But there's two I found him at a say, like we spoke. Either when there's a Mila of Lamar and Mila, that's how Taisa says it. You shouldn't bring that. Or even without that, stam. Machshir Mila is Deicha, even if you have another Eitzah. Now, Taisa brings a riot to this, because the Gemara in Amid Beis says that they brought it, Derech Gagais, Chatzeris, Akrafifais, and the Gemara says it was Shaloi B'tzayin Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer was mat even B'shus Aramim. So what does that mean? Shalai b'tzayin Nerbelezer. Nerbelezer is only matter b'shisaram when you don't have the eitzah to bring a derek agas chatzeris or kafifais. If you have an eitzah to bring a derek agas chatzeris or kafifais, so Nerbelezer is masking, you have to bring a derek agas chatzeris or kafifais. You have an eitzah without chol Shabbos. But the Gemara says that Shalai b'tzayin Nerbelezer, that's mashma, Nerbelezer would say even though you have an eitzah to bring a derek agas chatzeris or kafifais, you still have to bring a derek b'shisaram. And the Rishayim are Meisa Faraya, because it just says you can bring the kli. They have to bring it in your hair. They have to bring a kalachiyad. It doesn't say such a thing. By Pekuach Nefesh, we had the discussion earlier, but by at least by Mu'beris, and Rishayim hold this by Upekuach Nefesh, it says if you can bring a biyad, you bring a biyad. If you can bring a beseir, you bring a beseir. Kalkam and Efshel Shneim Shininan. You don't have such a din by Mila. So what's the pshat in the first teretz of Tosfos? So Rishayim say the Ramban and the Chiddush Aran, the old Ritva, the Chiddush Aran, they say it could be when the Gemara before said the Gemara lady says Shaloi b'tzayin Rebeleza. It doesn't mean Rebeleza wouldn't have wanted them to bring a derek agas a tzeres or kafifais. It just means you don't need rishus from Rebeleza. Rebeleza would have even allowed you derek rishus harabim. So it's not like they did it b'tzayin Rebeleza, meaning Rebeleza is the one that's matter. Rebeleza would have been matter much more. But it doesn't mean that in the case we could bring a derek agas a tzeres kafifais, Rebeleza still would say that you should bring a derek rishus harabim. And I guess the taina that it doesn't say to do a shina, good, doesn't matter nice, but mistama hu adin, you have to do a shina if you could. But what's pshat in the shita? And that could mean a schalik into two cases. What's pshat in the shita that says that you could do it lemaher ha-mitzvah? And what's pshat in the shita that says tamah say you could do it? So Taisus and Amin Beis, the b'maskel shaloi b'tzayin ha-belezer, which that was the makar, the Rebelezer would say that you should bring it b'shus ram, even though you have it, and if sharis to bring it derech agas chatzeris or kafifais. Taisus asks a kasha. Taisus asks a kasha. Why would Rebelezer say you can bring it b'shus ram, even though you still could bring it derech agas chatzeris or kafifais? The Gemara says later, kamakam shetam meitzi asei v'leisa sei, imat yochel l'kayim eshnei amutav, v'mlav yovei asei v'idcholeisa sei. You have a din of a say dechalaisa say. If it's efshel kaim shneim, you don't say a say dechalaisa say. So here, if it's efshel to bring a derek agas chayes kafivas, how could you allow it to be bring a derek rishus harabim? And Taisus vayv shver. And the Marsha points out that even though Taisus already discussed it here, and Taisus says you could do it lamar and mitzvah, but Taisus didn't explain why. What's the slurah for it? If there's a din of efshel kaim shneim, why wouldn't that apply? And Taisus says, and you can't tell me, because when the Pasuk says that Milas Deicha Shamis, it means it's Stam, that there's no din of Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, which in Chayr, what he means is like a Svarah of Hutra, that there is no Chil Shabbos when it comes to Mila. Taisus says that the Gemara has a limud that Milas Deicha Tzaras, and still the Gemara, on the din of Mila being Deicha Tzaras, the Gemara there says, Akasha, and when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, you have to be Mekayim Shneim, Al Tzrish Lakish, even though there's a limud, that limud's Deicha Tzaras. So why should there be a difference between Mila Deicha Shabbos and Mila Deicha Tzaras? And Taisus Baib Shver. But in the Rishayim, you find three Mahalchim and an answer to Kasha, and it will come out in Afkamina L'Alacha, like we said, is it Stam Mutter only L'Mayr HaMitzvah? Because the Taisus Rosh, on Taisus Kasha and Amid Beis, writes V'yesh Loima, the Mishum Chuvuve Mitzvah Shara Blazer Leviya Derech Hakatzik Adei Lamar Mitzvah. The Chashalei Ke'ilu Eifshir. Kevin the Yosef Kal Nasa Derech Hakatzik Achiv of Mitzvah. Chiv of Mitzvah is like Eifshir. In other words, Efshel Kaim Shneim means with the entire Shleimus. If you're going to have a Gresir Akim, Akim with Chiv of Mitzvah, to do it with Chil Shabbos, so it's not called Efshel Kaim Shneim. So the pshat is, if you're going to do it with a shini, you're going to do it in an awkward way. You're going to do it in a way that won't be memayer the mitzvah. So that will take away from the chavivas mitzvah. That's not called efshel l'kayim shneim. So k'muvan, if that's the teretz, so it'll only be mutter ba'ifin that you're doing it in order to be memayer a mitzvah, in order to have chiv of mitzvah. But the rishayim here say a different teretz. And the two nischais, how the rishayim say the teretz, with an afkamina between them. The Ramban and the Rajba and the old Chedushi Ritva, which is really the Chedushi Haran, and also the Ritva, and it was Michadosh, they say in Nusach that if the Pshat is you could get away without any Chol Shabbos altogether, so then you have Rish Lakish. There's no din dechiya Shabbos when you can do the mitzvah without being dechiya Shabbos. But by mila, the guf hamila is going to have chilul Shabbos. No other eitzah. So once the guf hamila is going to have chilul Shabbos and there's already a dechiya Shabbos, is mamela, then you don't say on the machshire mila that it's afshel kaim shneim. The nichol and the dechiya of the mila, it's all one big dechiya. So lefi this pshat, Avada the din is that even if there's no reason to do the machshire mila, you can have two eitz, you have two eifanim. You could do the machshire mila on day chol Shabbos. So now on day chol Shabbos, you'll still want to do it on day chol Shabbos. It's all part of the tchiyah of the mila. But the Rishonim qualify this. They say like this. They say, let's say you already have a knife in the house, right? If you didn't bring it, let's say you brought it, you have the knife in the house already. Avada there, you wouldn't be allowed to get another knife. Because that's not bechlal called machshire mila. And who would then, if you have a choice of bringing a knife or being kairis eitzim, lasis becham, lasis barzel? They said, making a new knife is not called machshire mila. It's not making a knife. If you already have a knife, then making another knife is not machshire mila. If I have a knife here, then carrying a knife is not machshire mila. And the Pshah said, I don't have a knife. I have to get a knife. I have two routes how to go. I could go derech Rishus HaRabim. I could go derech Karmelus. But let's say they're both equal. Still, since I have to get the knife, and Shabbos is already nidcha, I don't have to worry about Shabbos altogether. Now the Chedushim HaMiyuchasim L'Ran, that's not from the Ran, he says more than that. He says, Tamazai. He says, Mil is not Kliya, Mil is Hutra. Mil is Hutra, there's no din. Efshel kaim shneim pekuch nefesh, he says, is tchuya. So mel is a din of shinoi. Pekuch nefesh betzim et schul shabbos. No, saving a life is more important. If you give him a kaim shneim, avada. But mila, there's no din chul shabbos. It's not chul shabbos when you're doing it for mila. See, the emphasis is a big discussion if mila is hutcher or tchuya on shabbos. It's a shayla. A lot of it revolves around the machlokes mechaber and the Ramah. At the end of Hilchos Mila, Simin Reish Samach Vav, Sif Yadal, the last halach in Hilchos Mila, the Mechaber says a psak that you can't have two meilim doing the Mila on Shabbos. Often, in those days, they would have one meil doing the Mila, cutting off the Arla, and the other meil doing the Priya, ripping the Ara Priya. That's two different jobs. So they would Mechaber two meilim. Zakter Mechaber, but on Shabbos you're not allowed to because you're being Meisav Chol Shabbos. Two people are doing it, being Meisav Chol Shabbos. And the Ramah is, Ramah says he could have, and he brings a raya, because you see by the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have one kayan doing the whole carbon. They had several kayanim. So you see that when avodah is derech Shabbos, you're allowed to even do it with two kayanim. So the Gra is mayrech a little bit. He says he would say it's not a raya, because avodah is hutcha. It's a Gemara in Yumadaf Menvavim and Beis. Avodah is called hutcha on Shabbos, not the chuyah. Like you have the machlekes if tumas hutcha b'tzibur. If you hold tumas hutcha b'tzibur, so if you happen to have someone Torah to do it, you're not allowed to have a tumas. If you hold chuya, I mean, if you hold chuya. If you hold tumas hutcha b'tzibur, like a chilek use a tumas, it's not a problem. So Shabbos is hutcha. So mainly, even if there's a suffer of chil Shabbos, but what's the difference? There is no chil Shabbos when it comes to Avodah. Now Shanki Mila, he says it's mashmetz to chuya. Because the Gemara brought a raya, one of the makayris that pikuach nefesh is daicha Shabbos is from mila, and pikuach nefesh is certainly dechuya, says the Gayin. So if you're learning out pikuach nefesh from mila, that would sound like mila is dechuya. But then again, he says the Gemara in several cases does compare the heter of avoda of Shabbos to the heter of mila on Shabbos. They learn one from the other. He brings the Gemara in Menachas Daf Samach Dalet, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufla Megillah and Beis. So several times the Gemara discusses and compares Mila b'Shabbos to Avodah b'Shabbos. So if that's so, so then Mila and Avodah should have the same din, and that's really his maskana, like the Ramah, that you could do Mila with two Meilim. Now I think both of these Rishonim, I think maybe it's totally, I mean, according to Taisa's first Teretz, and according to Taisa's Kasha on Amid Beis, and Kuflam and Amid Beis, that doesn't understand why Machshire Mila should be Deicha Shabbos when he could do it, Shaloy Al Yidei Melacha, what happened to Rish Lakish, that would sound like it's Techuya. So Mela, could be Hu Adin, you wouldn't be able to be Meisif the Chil Shabbos by having a second person do it. And the Rosh is only saying, the Taizer Rosh that we said is only saying that if that would be al Tzchib of Mitzvah, maybe Tumayolim is a Chib of Mitzvah, that could be. But you would need the Heter of Chib of Mitzvah to be called Layef Shalakayim Shneim. Now Shengen the Rishenim, whether you say like the Chedushim Am Yechasim Laran, who says clearly that it's Hutcher, who clearly is Mechaloti Mila and Bikuach Nefesh, and says that by Mila, even if you have an Eitzah without Chilul Shabbos, it's not a problem with Lal. But even like the Rishenim that say only because there is a Tchiyah. So it sounds like initially, Mila is Hutcha. If you have an Eitzah, Evshel Kaim Shneim, Avada, you wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. But once for the Gufa Mila, you don't have an Eitzah, the Gufa Mila is Deich HaShabbos, so then you could do Mechshire Mila even if you have an Eitzah for them. So it sounds like once you're anyway being Mechal Shabbos for the Mila, you don't have to now be Mamayit in the Chol Shabbos. It's already Nilcha, and that's it. And now you can do whatever you want. So who adin l'chaya when you're having two Milim do the Mila, even though they've done that Mechshire Mila is not Deich HaShabbos, but the Mila is already Deich HaShabbos, so Mela wouldn't make a difference to do an extra Chol Shabbos. It would sound like that's what will come out. Lefi, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ridva, and the Chedushi Aran. Now, meaning to be meisif one more thing on this topic, which is the Gemara here says, Tana Rabbanan, v'mkoyim l'shur ablezer, yekursim eitzim, lasis b'chamim, lasis barzul b'shabbos. The Gemara says that v'mkoyim l'shur ablezer, l'maisa, this is what they used to do. And it sounds like that was standard practice. They used to chop wood, and make fires, and make coals, and make the iron on Shabbos. Question is, why don't they just use a knife that was made already? It doesn't sound like this was just a mikra, that one time they happened not to have a knife. It sounds like this is what they used to do. So Tyson Yevamis, Daf Yudal and Aleph, says, V'miskavani v'yim atzim shi'tzrichel mekach mishum chib of mitzvah. They used to do it all the time, and they used to bring themselves k'day that they should need it mishum chib of mitzvah. And the chari means that they would take all the knives in the city, and they would send them away b'ayfin that they're not able to access them on Shabbos. And then it came Shabbos morning, they have absolutely no knife, and they had to go, there's no iron even in the city to make a knife, they have to go and cut wood to make the pchamim to, it sounds like also they made sure that there was no wood, they had to actually cut the wood. It sounds like they did a tremendously big project, b'ayfin, to make sure that the only way they could get the mila done is by actually chopping wood and making fires with the wood that they chopped to go and make iron to make a knife for the mila. And that was routinely how they did it when a mila would come out on Shabbos. So in Mishnah Rabbanan, Rabbanan Kol is very bothered by this. He says, we discussed before, there's a shayla, is mila d'chuyah, it was mila hutra. So he says, if mila is d'chuyah, that means that really it is chol Shabbos, it's just allowed for the cause of mila, and if you have a way to be mekayim shneim, you'd have to be mekayim shneim. So certainly, how would they have a right to do such a thing and bring themselves to all the chol Shabbos, even though there's chib of mitzvah, but why would that be mutter? And he felt, even if it's hutra, he thought it was shver. Hutcha means you do the mila and you don't worry about Shabbos. But to actually be mechaven to go and cause specifically that there should be chil Shabbos, even Hutcha, he was very, very bothered. How could it be such a thing? So Baron says a very gainish teretz. He says, there's a mechilta in Parshas Kisisa. On the Pasuk, v'shomu b'nei Yisrael, so Shabbos, lasa Shabbos, teresa b'ris olam. The Mechilta says, Rabbi Lezer, I'm Melasis as a Shabbos, Dovah Shabbos, Kruzalei, Ve'ezu Zumila. So the Mechilta has a new drasha, which is not brought in Shas, and it's from Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Lezer is saying a drasha, Lasis as a Shabbos, that on Shabbos you could do something which the bris is Kruzalei, Lasis as Shabbos, Eris and Bris Eilim, you're allowed to do a bris Mila on Shabbos. So Taina Dervaren, in the Mechilta state, the Rebbe Lezer holds that doing a bris on Shabbos, and who are the Machshir Emila, the Rebbe Lezer Machshir Emila is Deich HaShabbos, that's Shmir Shabbos, that's not Chil Shabbos. That's what you learn out of a Shomu B'nai Yisrael, it's a Shabbos, Lasis is a Shabbos, or Isa Bris Eilam, that Shmir Shabbos is, when you do Chil Shabbos or a bris, that's a Chelik of Shmir Shabbos. So Mela, it's not the Chuyin, it's not even Hutra. It's Mamish Akim of Shmir Shabbos. That's why you allowed to bring yourself a dechiyah. That's a shtickle from a bard. Very charif is like a shtickle. But lemaisa, the Bavli doesn't bring down this Rosh Hashanah. And fakir, the Bavli is mashma. The Gemara has a lot of drushes for Shabbos being Deicha Kama Mitzvahs, Lulav, and Sukkah, and Matzah, and Shaifer. And the Gemara brings in Bris Milah, Lagabi, all these mitzvahs. And the Gemara makes Kalukim, why you can't learn that Milah for the other mitzvahs? Why you can't learn the other mitzvahs for Milah? And the Gemara has also a tzad, you learn out that it's Deicha Tzeras, because it's Deicha Shabbos. You see, it's Deicha Shabbos, which is Choma, Kolshken is Deicha Tzeras. If you're going to say that the Tchi of Shabbos is a different din, it's a din of lasses as a Shabbos. So how can you learn at Tzeras? You definitely don't have that by Tzeras. But the answer, Rabbi Aaron Shaila, L'chari, you could say one of two Mahalchim. L'chari, Parshib Shad and Taisis in Yavamah's Daf Yadalad of Chib of Mitzvah sounds a little like the Taisa Rosh. That the Pshad is, like I said, Taisa Rosh says this, you say, that it's not called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim if Ayidei Chil Shabbos will come at more of a Chib of Mitzvah. So, it could be, and it's mistabrit to me that the pshat was even when it wasn't on Shabbos, they would cut wood to make chum, to make barzel, to make a new knife. Mistama of every mila, they would do that. The pshat is being Isaac in the machshin of mila was a bezinder avayda that they did in Mekaymish or Rabbi Yazid. So they didn't want to miss out on that avayda on Shabbos. So that's not called Efshel Kaimish name if the mice is done with the chavivas. Shtal achvar, you see, you have this thing that you do it kudei shirigil and lashes b'chol the ma'ir mitzvah l'chayir to do it on Shabbos in a different eifin. I don't know if you'd have that, but could be every time they did it that way. That was the chavivas they did, that there will be Isaac and the machshir and mila make a whole new knife and a whole new cutting wood to make a fire, to make chum, to make barzel, to make a new knife every single mila. So that chiv of mitzvah they did on Shabbos as well, and it's not called efshel kaim shneim because you can't do it without this chavivas. That's what I would say in the Taiz Rosh. And in the Rishonim that say that Machshir and Mila is Tam Hutra, because once the Mila is Nidcha, so male the Machshir are part of the Dechia, or the Chedushim HaMichas and Laran, that says Tam that Mila is Hutra, or could be even in Taisus that holds that if it's Dechia, in other words, if you haven't even had to do without Chil Shabbos, you have to do it. So Zichel will be Shrei, how does Hashem B'mischav and Haya Neviyam Aysadeikach? Or maybe the whole kasha is not so shver. Because maybe whatever happens before Shabbos, you're allowed to do whatever you want. The Bing Dan Ar Sameach says this. Ar Sameach, in Uchas Karim Pesach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yidches, says, Yisayin Shal Advarim is, I don't have to worry about the Mila before Shabbos. Since Machshir Mila Adeicha Shabbos, I have this an Eitzah to do with Achol Shabbos, I have to do it. That's when it's on Shabbos, and now I have an Eitzah with Achol Shabbos, I have to do it. But I don't have to prepare for that Eitzah before Shabbos. If you hold the Chuyah, I can hear Tutsdanim. If you hold Hutra, it's like it's Zichah here, once it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and destroy the knife that you have today to be Mechal Shabbos to get another knife. That's not called Machshir Emila. But whatever you do before Shabbos, that's not Nichlal. And now it comes Shabbos, you don't have the knife. You'll have Machshir Emila, which will be Matachol Shabbos.